In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm your co-host, Sarah Levine, here virtually with Casey Balsham, who's making a weird face right now.
I all of a sudden just looked at my face and it looked super swollen. So I thought if I made that face, maybe my whole face would change.
Well, I think your face looks okay.
Thanks so much. I just realized I just had more wine last night than I think I had in the last couple of days. So I just looked at my face and was like, oh, I can see it.
Oh,
I can see it. But anyway, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for doing this.
Danny Murphy's also here. Danny, did you have a lot of wine last night also?
I was going to say, I'm also here, and my face looks the same despite having so much wine, which just speaks volume to how much wine I usually consume on a daily basis.
That makes sense.
Everything checks that. Out.
I love that. Okay.
Everything's normal now. That's May 2020. Everything is normal.
This is it. This is normal. Although I think if I hear a commercial that references the new normal one more time, I'm going to like scream.
I mean, there's a lot of commercials.
Yeah, Ryan Murphy's Real Housewives of Atlanta when she was on the new normal for a season. I'll get a commercial about that, but not about the current new normal.
Yeah, no.
No, thanks. Also, it's May 2020 today.
Oh, that's cool.
Our recording day.
I guess
we're
can do that every single month if we want.
On May 20th.
Yeah. Wow. Good. This is all we have now.
This is all we have. It's May 2020.
At least I know what day it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It helps.
Whatever. So why don't we kind of start with a game? We haven't played one in a while.
Yes.
This one would be easy. We're going to do Crime and Punishment Quarantine Edition, or... What did you guys say? Quarant crime and punishment?
Quarant crime.
Quarant crime. Okay. Okay. I'll start. I don't want to go with the obvious one of like going to a protest. Because that just seems too obvious. I will say my crime is those people who are like doing their workouts and they're like, oh, you can just substitute a 3-pound weight with 2 wine bottles. Like, no one's fucking doing that.
No one, like, everyone should be drinking the wine bottles. What are we doing with lifting them?
Yeah, who's got who's got 2 leftover quarantine wine bottles?
I know, yet another unrealistic standard set forth by influencers.
Yeah, just like, I think there was a post, it was Shanae Alexander, and she was like, how are they unrealistic expectations. How are they shoving those giant sweaters into those tiny skirts? Because remember, there was like a whole thing where everyone had like the tight skirts and then they'd have like a blanket tucked into it.
Yeah. I think the punishment for that really should just be they have to chug both bottles of wine. That's it.
Yeah. Ooh, while in a crunch position.
Yeah, all the wine like spills on their face. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think my quarantine crime is going to be anyone who texts you like, hey, so what have you been up to? Like, I've been getting texts like, oh, so what? How are you doing? Like, what's up? And I'm like, you know what's up. Like,
you know what's up and it's nothing.
I was just in CNN.
I know. I was just thinking that the how are you ones are like, they're so loaded. Because first, and this is why I've just learned to just, I don't ask it back. Like when people are like, how are you? I'm like, we're settling in there. Thanks so much. Because then you ask, how are you? It's like, we know that there's not a conversation that's about to start. Like, we all know how everybody's doing. So it's just such a loaded question at this point to be like, how are you? It's like, just be like, you know how I am.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I'm in sweats.
The punishment should be they send that to someone who then lets them know how they've been for the last 15 years. Like, I need the person to respond.
The punishment should be the whole life story.
I love that. That's asking. A fair punishment.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yes. I think my crime is, I'm talking about this, it's so funny because we're obviously, you know, we're all doing a lot of online shopping. And I feel like companies are still so like overly excited. They'll be like, okay, we're going to get it to 5 to 7 business days. Da, 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 da. And then you get like numerous emails that are like, well, 'cause of COVID, you know? And it's like, just don't tell me what it's going to get here. Just be like, you ordered something and you know what's happening.
Yeah.
Just, there's no need to fucking, there's no such thing as a business day anymore.
That's like, true.
Like 5 to 7 business days. I'm like, just say, just be like, your item's coming, but you know.
Yeah. You like, know what it is.
Like, truly, like, there's no fucking reason to make me believe that my H&M stuff that I'm not going to get to wear this summer is coming next week. It's not
That's
coming.
That's true. So wait, what's the punishment?
Coming. The punishment is really, it's my punishment. I don't get my stuff.
Like, you just wait forever.
Like, it's just, I'm upset.
Whoever like thought of sending those out, they have to answer the hotline where someone can call them, the people that do not understand that there's a pandemic going on, and they'll call every day being like, hey, so where are my leggings? Like, they have to feel all of those calls.
Oh my God, yes.
Truly, truly.
Speaking of online orders, we got a lot of messages about my Sunnyco swimsuit. I did get it. I will say it was better than I had hoped, but not great. Like, I was actually worried that it would be completely see-through because the color is pretty light. And I was like, oh my God, you're
going to
see
in blue. You
my
didn't
entire
get red,
nipples.
Got
yeah, I didn't get red. Yeah. Get red. And I was like, you're going to see my whole nipples. They actually lined it, which was nice. Mm-hmm. However, you can see the lining. And it's kind of like, it actually doesn't look as bad as I thought, but it's like literally one wrong move and my whole boob is out.
Mm-hmm. No, so, if you lean a certain way, it's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, overall, really not a bad $16 experiment. However, if you're paying $99, which is the original cost of that suit, please DM me. We're going to start a class action lawsuit because that is a whole ass scam.
Yeah. Well, it seems like after we got off last time we were talking about it, it was like the suit. Yeah, people were getting the suit. I think that the whole scam thing was that they just didn't realize how many people were going to respond to it. So then all of a sudden they probably had like 60 suits to get out and like 100,000 people were like, dress me like that chick. And then, so they just started then charging people the full price through this like site.
I
mean,
yeah. Like I never thought it was a scam. But, I just thought
but the
I would,
suits
it just
did get there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like half brilliant, half really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
To be like, you can't go on Instagram with that many people and expect like 10 people to respond. Like, no, everybody wants a free fucking suit because we all think that we are going to look like that girl.
Yeah. I think they kind of thought that they would have to give out like a few hundred suits or something like that. 'Cause they didn't have that many followers when they did the promo. And then they ended up giving away like 50,000. So it wasn't a scam and I didn't think it was, but I was like,
it was just a backfire.
Yeah. I was like, am I ever like getting this? Is this going to be complete shit? Yeah. Like that was kind of the experiment.
Yeah.
That's like what happened with Draper James when they were like, oh, every teacher gets a dress. And then like 2 million teachers wrote in and they're like, oh, we only thought 50,000. Well, here's a gift card.
Reese Witherspoon's dress company. Yeah.
I know.
And,
I'm
and
like,
then they're like, here's a coupon for 50% off. And all these teachers who get paid like 30 grand a year were like, I'm not spending $300 on a dress.
No.
On a dress that says like date.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very like Reese Witherspoon-y dresses too. They're very much like, let me stand in front of the pillars in my house. And it's like those dresses don't work, you know, in an apartment in New York City.
Yeah.
They don't work like, at all on pawn, no.
I'm not twirling in polka dots on my way to Chick-fil-A.
But you could.
You know what? You could. You definitely could twirl. I mean, but you don't have to be wearing a dress to twirl, you know.
No, definitely not. No. You could just do whatever you want. It's New
I got
York.
Twirling sweats.
Why not at this point? I'll take whatever I can get.
Anything goes.
Yes.
right. Well, let's get into this week's episode. It's a bit of a deep cut, to be honest. I feel like a few of you guys requested this. I had wanted to do it for a while, but couldn't really find a lot of info. But I did
But then I did.
You found so much info now.
I found so much info, and most of it comes from a local Spokane newspaper called, what's it called? Like the Spokesman Review. And then some the news of from. This is from our good old friends at the New Yorker. So those are generally our sources, and you could check the episode notes if you want like the full list of sources. But okay, we're going to talk about D. Gary Young, aka Gary Young, and the Young Living Essential Oils MLM. So strap the fuck in. This is going to be a long episode, I have a feeling, because there's a lot here, but basically like Young Living is an MLM, but the founder of this MLM could have his own Lifetime movie. He's wild.
I need it. Truly. I need him to have one. Maybe that's what we do. That's our King Lear. We'll write this.
This will be our Tiger King. Oh my God. We should do it. Okay. So he was born Donald Gary Young in 1949 in Idaho. And then that's like the only piece of info you can probably truly trust. The rest of this bio comes from his own biography and his website. Most of it. So you can take a lot of this with a huge grain of salt. Okay, here we go. Gary Young, he moved to Canada when he was 17 to pursue a career in logging and ranching. He claimed that when he was 24, he was working as a logger when a tree fell on him, fracturing his skull, rupturing his spinal cord, and breaking 19 bones, which left him in a coma for 3 weeks. Doctors told him he would never walk again. Classic. And here's where it gets interesting. He claims, apparently, that after two suicide attempts, he decided to drink nothing but water and lemon juice. Then after 253 days, he regained feeling in his toes.
Yeah, because he probably lost all the skin on his body, so his body weight is only like 5 pounds. Then he's like, oh, I have feet again?
I guess.
We all tried that Beyonce cleanse. That was basically that, and it doesn't – you shouldn't do it for 253
days. Yeah,
I
mean, like, don't, if you drink nothing but – why does the master cleanse come up again?
I know, but this doesn't even have the cayenne or the honey. Like, if you drink nothing but water and lemon juice for that long, like, you're going to start hallucinating and start feeling, like, other feet, too. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be like, I can feel my toes. I also have 12 of them. It's like, it's just...
Yeah, or maybe he just only drank water and lemon juice but still ate food, like, didn't drink alcohol or coffee.
I feel like there had to have been some food in this mix, because how would you live?
Yes, I don't know. Here's a fun quote from his bio, which is called D. Gary Young, colon, the world leader in essential oils. There's a quote in there that says that he walks today is a miracle that defies his medical prognosis. Also a fun fact about this biography, it was written by his wife and published by Young Living.
Okay.
Favorite book, Penguin House Who? Her random house?
So it's fiction.
Yeah. But here's where it gets kind of weird, because then in a later bio on his website, he claims that it took 3 years to regain feeling in his toes and legs. And then he claims he began using essential oils to relieve his pain and eventually regained complete feeling and mobility. So it's like, is it the water? Is it the oils?
Is it the lies?
Yeah. And this was actually interesting to me too, because according to his own 2015 blog post, which is still up, this earlier info, I think, was an earlier bio that since got taken down, but I like went through the web archives and like looked at the cache. I don't know. So it didn't seem he actually learned about essential oils until 1985. According to this blog post, which is still up, he writes, in 1985, while I was in Mexico doing studies in hematology and nutrition, blah, 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 a lady came up and brought her sister from Switzerland. As we sat down and talked, she said, Dr. Young, what do you know about essential oils? So according to this anecdote, he didn't even learn about them until 1985. But by his own timeline of like the accident taking 3 years to recover, he would have recovered in 1976. So it's not adding up. Then, so here's another thing that doesn't add up. His credentials. In 1980, he enrolled in a therapeutic massage program at the American Institute of Physiogenerology.
Okay. That's a word.
Okay. Yes. No, it's not. I'm glad you brought that up because it does not appear to be a word. I Googled it and Google is like, hey, did you mean this? And I'm like, no.
Did you mean any other word?
Yeah. So, no, not a word. This is from that Spokesman Review article. Apparently, the operator of the clinic claimed he only attended a few classes, did a third of the homework, and owed a little, and owed close to $1,900 in tuition. Young would later say that he did not finish the class, but him owing money was some sort of clerical error. In any case, he did not finish at this fake institute anyway.
Damn, you can't even get a fake degree.
Yeah. Oh, well, he did later.
Well, he did. Yeah,
he did. He did. So,
oh, okay. I love that.
This is my favorite part. So it gets kind of murky here too, because one of his 2017 biographies on his website claimed he earned a degree in nutrition and a doctorate in naturopathy. So from 1982 to 88, he studied biochemistry. This is what it says. In Mexico, Gary Young studied biochemistry, hematology, anatomy, and chemistry, among other subjects, under the guidance of four medical doctors. Again, this is from his own bio. It's extremely vague. Yeah. And this is also from his bio. In 1985, he received his master's degree in nutrition. Young then went on to earn his doctorate in naturopathy from Bernardine University. Here's a fun fact. This is the best. The thing about Bernardine University is that it is not accredited. It had a postal address in LA, but was never authorized to operate or grant degrees. Yeah. And I looked
like you should have just blown fake.
Fake.
Yeah.
I looked at this document from like the California State Bar that said Bernadine never had degree granting authority from the California Department of Education.
I feel like it was just Bernadette Peters in drag handing out like printed papers that said like, you have a degree, you have a degree. Like no one, I don't know who would go to this place.
Yeah, it was just a mail order diploma situation.
Yeah, it truly, like, it was, I think what I was reading in one of the articles, but it might have been that funky one that you sent, that it was just, like, this place was kind of, like, spurning out all these fake people. Like, it bred, like, all these people that had all these fake degrees to practice medicine or, you know, things, and they...
I think I read that.
They weren't real!
It was from that website... Quackwatch or something. Yes, quackwatch.org.
Quackwatch. There we go. Yeah, yeah.
They had a list of like website. All their famous fake alumni.
Oh my God.
I want to be on the list, so I'd be on that list. I'd take it.
I mean, I think you got to just mail in like $60 or something. I don't know.
I'm on. All right. I have plans today.
Honestly, we have nothing else to do. Get you a fake degree in quarantine.
I'm gonna become a doctor.
Yeah. You could. You really could. Also, fun facts about Gary. He had two wives. I couldn't find anything out about the first. His second wife, Donna, he was with in at least the early 80s. She's going to come up in a second because they did some sketchy, some not nice shit together. Gary met his third wife, Mary, in October 1993 in Salt Lake City. They got married in 1994. And then, also in 1994, he founded Young Living, this essential oils company that today is, like, I think one of the two biggest essential oil companies in the country.
Yeah.
When I think of essential oils, I think of Young Living, like, the logo and everything. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. When I think of essential oils, I think of the Young Living essential oils that I have in my house right now. I, of course, have some. I was sent, I showed you guys, I was sent what can only be described as like a small, like, lantern.
It does look like a lantern.
Yeah. What are they called?
A diffuser?
A diffuser with a couple oils. You know, I'm not mad at it. No. I mean, I hope that she didn't have to, like, buy 800 of these just to, you know, get one free one for herself, but...
probably.
Yeah, but we're going to try it. I've got tangerine. She might have. I got tangerine. I got peppermint. So, you know, I might inhale a little bit of that. But let's talk about what Sarah was saying, that there is definitely some sketchiness when it comes down to Gary Young. Obviously, we're not just covering a guy who just did everything right and everything's going good. we're covering some weird shit. He opened up a health center in Spokane that included birthing services. Okay, so remember, this is a fake doctor. He's got just a printed out thing. He probably printed it out of Kinko's. It just is like, you're a doctor.
Can so, I also add, he went by D. Gary Young. Like, that is so fucking shady.
D. Gary Young.
Like it's basically Dr.
It almost sounds like Dr. Gary Young. You probably, like, people don't think about it.
Yeah, I think if somebody came into my birthing room and was like, I'm D. Gary Young, I'd be like, all right, go back to your white rap group and leave me alone. you're not birthing my child. So D. Gary Young.
D. Gary Young.
Okay, D. Gary Young. Including birthing services. So he decided that he was going to deliver his own daughter, who was born in the Spokane Valley, in a hot tub in one of their health clubs in 1982. Now, Donna and Gary used this Russian method designed to make birth less traumatic by letting the infant swim from the womb's amniotic fluid into the warm saline solution before surfacing in the world. And this is according to the Spokesman Review, which is the newspaper that you were referencing. Well, they let this baby stay in the water for like an hour. And, you know, essentially while under the water, the baby's oxygen is supplied through the umbilical cord. But the oxygen flow apparently had stopped before the baby surfaced out of the water. So the baby did not make it. And the county coroner, Lois Shanks, said that the child apparently remained underwater, yeah, for almost an hour before she was removed. So the death certificate was actually, I know, it's like...
really sad.
It's very sad. And it's also just kind of like weird. Like I get the home birth thing and that happens and, you know, the baby is in water. So like when you do the home birth, they can be in the water for a minute because they're used to being in the water. But for an hour just feels like excessive or, you know, but I'm not a doctor because I didn't go to Bernadine. So I don't know all of the, you know, the terms, but
this doctor did say that the baby was perfectly healthy and should have lived.
Should have lived. Yeah. The death certificate was attributed to cardiac arrest, not drowning. And the death was ruled accidental. And so no criminal charges were filed. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, do you think that situation would have been different if it wasn't his kid?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Right?
Yeah, totally.
Because then they could have sued. I feel like the patients could have sued.
Absolutely. Gary Young told me.
That's not how home births work.
No, generally the home birth is that the child is birthed and you have it after. But not in this situation. Gary Young's only comment to the paper. He made one comment to the paper and he said there are more damn hazards in the hospital than out of the hospital. And there's enough damn statistics to prove it. All right.
Can I just say, I feel like if Gary Young were alive today, he would be the person who would be like, don't go to the hospital if you're having a heart attack because you're going to catch coronavirus in the hospital.
Yeah,
he would be doing that.
Shove peppermint.
He would say, come to my shed and I'd help you out.
True. He'd be like, peppermint oil cures coronavirus.
Oh my God. Gary, D. Gary Young. So the craziest thing that is that he tried to do a similar delivery method with a previous child, but a deputy prosecutor and health department caseworker, they were like, I don't think you should do that. You probably shouldn't do that. Except for they actually did threaten to prosecute him. So he didn't go through with it and the child was born normally. So again, that's what we said, like that situation probably could have easily been avoided had he not thought about all the damn hospital, damn statistics. He eventually was arrested for practicing medicine without a license, thank God, in 1983 because one of his health clubs, because of his health club when he was 33. We will get into, he opened a bunch of them, but he was arrested. They found out that it wasn't a doctor. He was charged with one count of practicing medicine without a license, which is a gross misdemeanor punishable for up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. The prosecutors alleged that he made offers to deliver a baby and treat cancer, which obviously, yeah, we know that that's what he was trying to do. He offered to detect the presence of cancer in another by taking a blood sample, which he would later interpret like dance, you know, like interpret. It's not like, I think we can all look at, Yeah, we could all look at blood and be like, that's blood. You know, like we would interpret. I don't know what he was trying to do, but he was busted by two undercover agents. Young appealed and the conviction was upheld on June 6th in 1984. Okay, Gary.
I think he just got probation for this. If I remember really? Correctly, which I might not, to be fair, but yeah.
That is insane. I feel like this is another one, obviously to a lesser degree because he wasn't a full-on murderer, but this is just like the cops too being like, all right, well, you know, type of thing, like very Scooby-Doo behavior.
Yeah. I would have gone away. He didn't get, he ended up just getting probation. I thought when you said that, I thought you meant he just got probation just now. And I was like, no, he's dead.
He died.
Like he just got probation. Dead. I'm like, wait a second. It says probation it was only a year. Okay. So he never ended up, he possibly didn't even go to jail. He just got probation. Okay.
I don't think he went to jail, but I don't recall. So don't quote me on that.
Gotcha.
I don't remember reading he went to jail either. Yeah. So getting into kind of what Casey was talking about with the health clubs, which it's so insane. And it kind of made me think of Elizabeth Holmes a little bit.
Gym, or like an Equinox.
That is what
they're
called.
Wrong.
It's Equinox, yeah. It's a little soul cycle, yeah. Let the women of the Upper East Side spin.
It would be like, yeah, if the people at Soul Cycle were going to start like injecting you with shit.
If you have a gold membership, they might, you know?
You're right. Yeah, I'm not rich enough to know.
So Rosarita, which I keep on wanting to call like Rosalita because of Bruce Springsteen, but the Rosarita Beach Clinic in Tijuana opened in 1982, and these were the health clubs we were talking about. And then he also went on to open a clinic in Chula Vista, California. And kind of what Casey said, he said that they could look at your blood and tell if you had cancer just via a microscope. It really did give me Elizabeth Holmes energy of being like, this vial will kind of tell you everything that's wrong with you type of thing.
Big Elizabeth Holmes energy.
Truly.
B-E-E. Yeah. So what you would have to do is, so the clinic would send prospective patients a kit with sharp pins and two glass slides. So literally it was like sixth grade science where you would puncture the pinky finger of each hand and made five blood spots on each slide, so you kind of just like have them all set up.
You're not
shrinky dink style.
You're not supposed to do that. You're like, no. Like if somebody was like, oh yeah, I can test you for cancer, but you're gonna have to like give me the vial of blood yourself. It's like no.
Super suspect.
And also with the vial, you had to give them $60.
Yeah.
So once you got all your blood test, you pricked and prodded yourself, you'd mail $60 and those slides to the clinic. An LA Times reporter prepared two slides using a cat's blood. Okay. And then gave them to the clinic and pretended to be a patient. So Sharon Reynolds, the then quote unquote health educator, whatever, because you know, every hospital has a health educator. So she at the clinic examined the slides under a microscope. And also just a fun aside, she would also cast horoscopes for $50 each. So
now that seems side gig.
Now that's, I also love that too. Like, so I'm going to determine if you have cancer, but in the meantime, what's your moon sign?
Yeah.
I feel like
those. But in the meantime, you have to make a big decision, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if your horoscope
you're awaiting big is results.
Sensing a change? Yeah.
Yeah. Your horoscope is like, you're perfectly healthy. And then she looks at the blood, is like, ooh.
That's my favorite side note, which is like co-star on every app now. It's like, you're probably stressed and frustrated. I'm like, yeah. Feeling restless? Yeah. So
it must be easy to write horoscopes in these days.
Yeah,
it probably is. Maybe we should start. So Sharon Reynolds $50. Said that she found evidence of aggressive cancer in the cells, as well as liver problems, which had been in the reporter system for quote unquote 4 or 5 years. After this, the reporter did, mind you, this was the cat's blood.
Yeah.
The
so basically
reporter
like
did another. Yeah.
I was going to say, this is coming from just, like, this one LA Times article where this reporter was like, this seems like bullshit. So they just kept, like, sending them blood, basically, to see what they would do.
Yeah. So the reporter did the other blood crystallization test, this time using their actual blood. Reynolds found signs of latent cancer, but no aggressive cancer. She also found liver dysfunction and pancreatic and thyroid problems. The report she gave called for a quote-unquote supervised program of cleansing, detox, and rebuilding, because mm-hmm. your body's a fixer-upper.
Gotta rebuild that blood.
Gotta rebuild. The detox program at the clinic, which includes like colonics, a special diet, and various nostrums, cost $2,000 a week. So it is SoulCycle. It's like truly the at-home program costs $90 plus about $400 worth of vitamins and supplements and everything else they can kind of throw in the goodie bag for you. But by goodie bag, you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. They ended up doing. I kind of am obsessed with this LA Times reporter. They ended up doing a third test, this time with chicken blood. The clinic reported inflammation in the liver and also lymphomic condition, which is as real as the college Dr. Young, D. Young, went to.
Yeah, it's as real as physiogenerology or whatever, because I looked it up and Google was like, did you mean the lymphatic system? And I was like, nope. And they were like, did you mean lymphoma? And I was like, maybe.
I love when Google has the things instead of being like, did you mean, it's like, you dumb bitch, this isn't a word.
yeah, just auto-directs like, for you.
Google's like, come on.
So then, shockingly, it closed with the earlier prescription for detoxification word for word.
So they basically so just kind of like just spit like, out the same report.
Yeah. Yeah. What's interesting in this thing, Sarah, that you shared with us, this whole program, what they did is, you know, they sent the three different kinds of blood that they then also gave to like another like scientist to check. And like immediately she was like, one of these isn't human. It's chicken blood. Cause apparently there's something very, very specific in chicken blood.
Yeah. The blood cells are just like shaped differently.
Yeah. And when they asked that woman, she's like, well, I don't know. I've never seen chicken blood. And they're like, okay, but what about the cat? She's like, well, the cat probably really does have cancer, like leukemia. And so they did go get the cat. They're like, it probably has leukemia and it probably has had it for a while. And so as a precaution, they did get the cat tested and the cat was fine. The cat did not have leukemia. It was healthy. So this woman was just like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Essentially,
she was just kind of like, I don't know what chicken blood is and your cat's got cancer. And they were like, they don't. It's not.
Do you want your tarot read? Yeah.
Yeah, that is truly what it was like.
That was such a just an interesting thing that the minute they handed it to like a real doctor or scientist, she's like, this isn't human blood. This is fucking chicken blood.
Yeah.
And they're like, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never seen chicken blood. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Gary had these clinics. That was his game in the 80s. In the 90s, he started to get into essential oils. He apparently met a French lavender distiller at some expo. So then in the early 90s, he traveled to France to study distillation methods. Also, as a sidebar for Danny, I did put this in the outline for you, all you guys. I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the place that Monique took them on Real Housewives of Potomac.
I like could believe it. I feel like maybe.
It's some place in the south of France, of right?
Yeah. I also wouldn't be surprised if any real housewife got involved with Young Living.
Oh, Monique, 100%. Yeah. Like, I could see it.
Amazing.
Anyway, that's for the Bravo podcast. So then Gary got super into essential oils. He bought 160 acres of farmland in Idaho, started planting plants, peppermint, lavender, tansy, to like eventually distill into oils. And then he opened the Young Life Research Clinic Institute of Natural Medicine, which, okay, literally just sounds like the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good and want to learn mm-hmm. to do other stuff good, too. Like, what is his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how are they going to fit inside the building?
For ants. Yes. Okay. This opened in...
A school for ants.
Oh. It's fitting because I really feel like I'm taking crazy pills as I go through this.
Oh, my God.
So fitting. Okay, in 2000, he opened this clinic institute, blah, 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 in Springville, Utah. The clinic administered essential oils and other alternative therapies to patients with heart disease, depression, and cancer, among other ailments. I
don't know if a place like an institute should heal both cancer and depression in the same with the same pill. I think those require different hands-on approaches.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That was my exact thought. You know, huffing some like lavender essential oil to like calm your anxiety is totally cool. And like that's one thing. Using essential oils to treat cancer and heart disease is another thing.
Truly. I mean, I get that some people are like, you know, stuff is like psychosomatic where like, yeah, it's like you believe it, like there are those like few cases where it's like, I tried that, you know, I believe this, I give, you know, I put the energy into this and like every so often like things happen. But yeah, I don't think this tangerine bottle is going to cure my COVID and my anxiety.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah. I'm not like against essential oils.
Sicknesses. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm against pseudoscience.
Yeah. I'm against fake doctors.
Yeah. I know. Right. Yeah. What a hot
telling
take.
Telling me my chicken blood is diseased.
You got to get
that's
that
chicken
checked out.
That's what I'm against. Check your chicken out.
That sounds like nothing.
That sounds like a song that D. Gary Young would lay down. Chicka chicken now. Okay. All right. I've gone too far.
I love that.
I'll see myself out. I've gone too far.
Okay. So this center opened in 2000. Here's something crazy. I think this is from the New York article. So they employed this pediatrician named Sherman Johnson, who had recently lost his medical license. He lost his medical license a decade prior. He had it recently reinstated in time for him to start working at this clinic. He lost it when he was treating a woman with cancer. And this is like a really crazy detour. So
yeah,
she did not have cancer. She had multiple personality disorder, great, but she believed she was injected with cancer by a group of witches and gay doctors.
Okay. Yeah.
And Johnson bought it. Okay. This woman died because of an overdose of Demerol, which is a pain reliever, that was administered by Johnson, and he pleaded guilty to manslaughter.
Okay. Yeah. So hire him, obviously.
Yeah. And this is one of the people who's working at this clinic. I wrote, real all-star team we got here. We got the fake doctor. We got the murderer doctor. The manslaughterer doctor.
Chicken blood lady, but she doesn't work here.
Chicken blood lady was in the 80s, but still. Again, we got the A-team.
He knows how to pick them. Yeah.
Truthfully. So then in 2004, the Utah Attorney General ended up charging an employee of the clinic with practicing medicine without a license because she was doing diagnostic tests and prescribing products at the clinic. Then in 2005, the clinic was sued by a patient who claimed that the vitamin C infusions they gave her caused her renal failure and almost killed her. Okay. So then Young closed that clinic in Utah and opened one up in Ecuador.
All right. I see a pattern here. It's just
it's like whack-a-mole shit of these clinics.
Yeah. Do shit, get caught, close, start a new one. Do shit, get caught, start a new one. Like, it's just, lavender. It's great. Well, yeah. And I guess when you have them in such vast like areas, like obviously I don't think there's anyone in Utah that was like tracking the Rosarita one, and there's nowhere in Ecuador tracking the Utah. Like, so he can keep just kind of popping up.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit wild.
And I would wonder if like just the regulation and oversight is probably different in these various states, various countries. So it does just remind me of whack-a-mole.
It truly is. It truly, I mean, but it almost like, isn't it more exhausting to keep like building these things up and then having to like.
How do you have the money? It's so much startup
cost.
That's
what I'm saying. Like the minute I'd get caught after the second one, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. And then I'd just like go work at Nordstrom's.
I got exhausted at the idea of planting lavender. I'm like, it's so hot. I'm not going to do that. And then I have to wait for that to grow. Like, I'm over Forget this.
It. And then you have to distill it. I don't even like the scent of lavender. Anyway, this is just a weird case, and there's even some more weirdness that happens. They had a showcase farm in Mona, Utah, where Gary built replicas of a wild, wild west town and medieval castles. Okay, Gary.
Sure.
Sure.
I love it.
He would actually go by Sir Gary when he was, and when he would put on a suit of armor, and he would have jousting competitions. Okay, doctor. This is why the internet should have been around a long time ago. Because if I saw my doctor jousting, I'd be like, I don't think I want to go to that doctor. He had actually had plans drawn up for a $250 million theme park called Mount Youngmore. And it would feature jousting. It would have a 5-star hotel and a mountain with Young's face etched on it. Young denied this, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, he denied all this, but... Come on.
Sounds like Gary. But also like 250, like, yeah, it's like, how much are you charging people, like, to $250 million? Like, where is that even coming from? All of this was told to the New Yorker by Young Living's former COO, David Sterling. Yes. Tell on them, David. And a fun fact, Sterling actually got fired and started doTERRA, which, if you know, is the other big essential oil MLM.
Ugh.
So, David,
you
it's
know,
like,
you know.
David, I'm 50-50 with you here. You're like, this guy's crap. Try my grapefruit oil. You know, like, I mean, at least he's not jousting. If I find out, David Sterling, that you're jousting, I'm done with you.
David, if you're listening to this.
David, if you're listening, but what a fun fact to uncover that he got fired from Young Living and started doTERRA. So he was like, anything
we're
you
truly
can do,
all
I can do better and get Shoshana Bean
better.
To talk about it.
He was literally like, oh, there's money to be made here.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah. He's like, oh, this is a scam. I want to do the scam too.
Yeah.
I feel that more of the people that I know have doTERRA, and I feel like I've heard less. Like, doTERRA almost seems a little... Like, Young Living does seem very, like even just the title Young Living kind of feels a little more sketchier than doTERRA, doesn't it?
Young Living seems like a Christian camp.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And doTERRA sounds like it's something that I'm not smart enough to know, so I would buy it to maybe be smarter, because I'm like, oh, doTERRA, Terra
funner
ground.
To say. You know what? It's more fun to say. Yeah, there's just something that sounds less sketchy about, like, every time I've heard doTERRA, it does always look like it's, you know, people being like, get all these, they're so great, but it doesn't sound as, like, sketchy as Young Living for some reason.
That's sketchy, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to talk about the MLM structure, because you guys know I do love an MLM.
Yeah, jump in it.
Okay, so it started in 1994, which, like, honestly, I feel like is a long time ago, like, I feel like essential oils have only become a thing semi-recently.
I was shocked about that too. Yeah, I feel like I never heard about them until like 2016. And now
I feel like our moms probably dabbled, you know?
I can see that.
I feel like it's a mom thing to dabble in.
I can see it.
Dab it on.
Yeah.
Definitely a mom.
Yeah.
Mom thing. It's pretty much your dabble typical MLM. They have some levels. Now, I think, according to the website, they're member, star, senior star, executive. But they also have these bonus levels that are, like, you know, what you think of when you think of an MLM, like silver, gold, platinum, diamond, crown diamond, royal crown diamond.
Oh, royal crown diamond.
Royal crown diamond. Ooh. I know. It sounds insane. It sounds fancy, yes.
I want to be one.
I want to be a royal crown diamond, but I don't want to annoy all my friends. So...
Same.
You can see the dilemma I'm in. Then I took a look at their 2018 income disclosure statement. The namings were slightly different, but the idea was the same. So their intro level was distributor level. 88.8% of all distributors are at that level. They earn at most, at highest, $1,022 a year. Their average income for this level, which again is 88.8% of the distributors, is $4 a year.
I don't even understand.
How?
That is debt. Like, that means you're going into debt.
So, because it's the same structure where you got to buy a bunch and then you sell it off.
It kind of depends. It's like you buy it, you sell it, and then you also have to like recruit people so you get a portion of their sales.
$4.
$4.
That's not even a coffee.
Oh my God, you're right. In That's Utah, so bleak.
Maybe.
Maybe a Dunkin' Donuts Utah. Coffee. Oh my
That's God. True.
That's wild.
Okay, maybe. I would do this for one free Dunkin' Donuts coffee a year.
Come on, Danny. Have higher standards for yourself. I believe in you. Don't sell yourself and your dignity for one coffee a year.
I want to be Royal Crown Diamond.
Okay, we all do.
We all do. So one level up in 2018 was Star, which was only 7.9% of all distributors. The highest yearly income for someone in the Star rank, the highest again, was $2,791. And the average was $261.
Okay.
So that's a few coffees for you. But here's the crazy part. Still, according to their own chart, on average, it takes people 13 months to get to this level.
Hey, what?
Yes. Okay, here's one more up for good measure.
I wouldn't even work 13 hours for $261. Do you know?
Exactly. Like, legitimately. 13 months, I'm good. So then here's one more, which I thought was fun. There's the Senior Star, which comprises 2% of all members. The highest income annually is $39,650 a year. That's a decent salary. The average, though, is $1,551, and it takes people on average 21 months to get to this rank. So you can take basically 2 years and maybe earn, if you're super lucky, an entry-level salary.
True.
Yeah.
And then your house will smell so much like all these different oils.
That's true. As an upside, your house will smell like peppermint.
I mean, it's an upside for sure, but is it enough of an upside?
I don't think so.
It's like when you see these breakdowns in front of your face, how could anybody still be like, yeah, I'll take my chances.
I think it's because what I see is like people will argue, well, most people only join to get the discount for their personal use and aren't actually selling. So they argue that that kind of skews the averages way down. And they're like, oh, but if you work really hard, you can get up to this level. And it's like, can you though?
Right. And I'm like, I'll just go to like Whole Foods or a random store to get oils if I want them. I don't want to join this whole song and dance.
Right. They're also so expensive. I want to look up how much they cost. Hold on. I'm looking this up.
You guys can also all just email my mother. She'll send you some weird oils that she found at some weird store. I've got
them.
A whole drawer full
of I love that.
This woman, without even knowing if I had a diffuser, just sent me packs of oils. So I'm like, what do you think these are for, Barb? You know?
How much does this stuff cost? All right, we'll come back to that as my page loads. Because another thing that's like not as crazy as the income disclosure, but they have this thing that like I've seen kind of parodied on Facebook and like on Reddit, that their oils are something called therapeutic grade. They have this thing actually called Young Living Therapeutic Grade that's trademarked. And that sounds kind of like legit, right? Like, I don't know, therapeutic grade. Think it sounds legit. But it's actually super vague what that even means. The only thing I could really find was a reference on one of their own blog posts in 2008 that said, every essential oil Young Living distills or sources has the highest naturally occurring blend of constituents to maximize the desired effect. Like, so, I don't know what this means.
I was going to say, I don't know what those aren't words.
It's like word salad. Yeah. This is like, I don't know if I made up, if I like endorsed my own skills on LinkedIn.
Yeah. This feels like, yeah, they were able to like make their own profile and they're like trying to sell themselves. I mean, the bottles, yeah, do say therapeutic grade on them.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
That's so
they
interesting. They
say 100% pure therapeutic grade essential oils.
Yeah. Oh,
and then it says,
oh my God.
Keep them in a cool, dark place.
Yeah, so as far as what that means, I'm not the only one who's confused. The National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy, which is like a nonprofit, so I'm like kind of more inclined to like believe what they say. They said basically that therapeutic grade is just a marketing ploy. And I'll paraphrase what they had written in a paper. But they basically said that this term was invented by clever marketers who wanted people to believe that there were somehow therapeutic grade essential oils and then other oils. So it's like they made it up to basically be like, our oils are better somehow. Also, as a sidebar, I just looked it up, Casey. One 5-milliliter bottle of a Young Living essential oil wholesales for $45 and retails for $59.
No. So wait, how big does it have to be?
5 milliliters. It's like the tiny.
That's these.
Yeah, that's $60.
That's what I have. What the hell? Plus the lantern?
Yes. Yeah, so then I Googled the same essential oil, and you can get it on Amazon for $15.
Yeah, they have like full-blown packs of like 7 that are like $20.
Yeah, so these things are super expensive.
Wow.
Also, that's crazy.
And I feel like they can't last that long either.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's not like an expiration. There's just like a lot number. And I think I was reading that they really can't go, if you just are using for diffusing, they really don't go bad.
I mean, $60, though. It's a lot.
Yeah, $60, I better be able to give these to my fucking grandkids.
Yeah.
Lehi, Utah.
There we go. We need to do a deep dive on Utah.
It just as a whole.
Yes. All the from all top the to bottom. MLMs come
start
out
with
of
my
Utah.
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah. Gross.
Oh no. Mike was right.
Yeah,
last episode our producer like chatted us and was like, Casey, you've dated some horrible people.
who was I talking about
the guy with the ring back tone?
Oh yes,
same guy.
No, that actually is better though. I would say at least you got all the bad qualities in one person.
Oh no, that's there's true. Another guy, there was another guy that swam to a boat in the middle of the night. Everything is fucked.
What?
Guys. Oh, in the middle of, with the broken foot. Guys, everything, I got very lucky with Robbie because the other guys, he refused to wear deodorant. He swam to the middle. Everything. Listen, I don't claim to know a lot, but I claim to know that was not good. our producer says every conversation with Casey peels back another trauma.
You need to go to one of the centers in Utah to just like talk all this out.
There's not an amount of essential oil that could clear my brain from some of the people that I fucking dated. Oh my God.
Thank God for Robbie.
I mean,
thank
truly,
God for Robbie.
Truly, truly, truly. But you know what? I think you need that time. You know, I don't think anybody should get married till they're 38. I think you need a little bit of time to gather some stories.
Wait, you're 38?
I'm 38.
I did not know that. I always think that you're like younger. I feel like every time you tell me your age,
young
I'm
living
surprised.
Oil.
Yeah,
you're right.
Try my tangerine. Rub it all over your face. It's the trauma. Yeah, Coscarelli. It's the trauma.
God,
yeah, I think I'm 38. I don't even know what anything is. All I know is May 2020. That's it.
There we go.
38. Listen, if you want to get married, just wait till you're 38. Date a couple people from Utah. You know.
I think that's what Danny and I are doing, not even by choice anymore, just because of the pandemic.
I think it's fine.
Dating is on pause for at least until we have a vaccine, I would say.
Yeah,
that's true. We are all, we're being reborn.
Yeah. I think when everybody's out, I think truly, I can't tell if everybody is going to just like have sex on the streets or if everybody's just going to be in relationships or if it's just going to be like mating season. It's going to be wild when the horn dogs are released on you can't give us normal people in quarantine and then not expect us to fuck everything. Cause now we're sad and horny, which is what I always want to be, you know, like
it's going to be horn dogs and murder hornets. That's going to be 2021.
Horn dogs and murder hornets.
Yeah.
I would wear that shirt. Yeah, 2020 is horn dogs and yeah.
Wait, and also jumping back to Young Living, because we have to unpack their lawsuits. Because obviously they're not going down. I know. I
mean, like when you start out your career out as a fake doctor, you're obviously still gonna continue to do sketchy shit.
This is true.
I hope you have a fake or real lawyer to help you out with everything. So in 2017, Young Living pled guilty in federal court to illegal trafficking of oils from endangered plants. So this was a misdemeanor charges, which is just kind of insane. I'm like, I didn't even know that. Well, also, you start.
What are they shoving plants in their ass and like coming over the border? Like, what the fuck? Who's telling on them? Who's like, you're picking some flowers you're not supposed to?
Probably David Sterling.
Because that sentence starts so terrifying. You're like, illegal trafficking? And then you're like, of oils.
From plants.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So they had to pay $760,000 of fines because they harvested, transported, and distilled rosewood in Peru and imported it into the U.S. despite not having authorization from the Peruvian government. So in addition to the fine, they were also ordered to implement corporate compliance plans, audits, and publish a statement. We love a statement. We love an apology statement. It's sort of just a, it kind of is just the bow on top of everything. On top of that, in April 2019, a class action lawsuit was filed alleging that Young Living is a MLM and pyramid scheme. We got that shit on paper. And then cut to just last month, April 2020, the Fifth Circuit of Appeals affirmed district court decision to deny arbitration.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it basically, I just included that to say that this lawsuit was filed. It's still making its way through the legal system. Arbitration, I don't even know how to explain it, and I won't bother because, like, all the actual lawyers will, like, come at us in the DMs. But basically, like, arbitration. This is still moving, and it hasn't really had big developments yet. Right. It'll probably be a while until, like, there's any serious updates, I feel like, on this class action lawsuit.
Okay.
And then also with that, the main person involved with it, Gary died in 2018 from complications from a series of strokes. So he, of course, will not be part of the eventual lawsuit going on.
Gary.
And that's Gary, that. Gary. Also, his wife, have we never talked about his name was Gary and his wife is Mary.
Ooh.
Gary and Mary.
That explains where all everything went wrong, I feel like, for them. That's not normal.
I have a friend, Rory, and she married a guy named whose last name is Lori, so now her name is Rory Lori.
Oh, that's like a rural juror.
I'm going to be honest.
But like, how fun is that? You hate that? See, I think it's so fun.
I feel like it all comes back to the bad names, because we've gotten so many DMs with really, really terrible names.
It's been really incredible.
Someone just DM'd us and said that someone in their mom, like their, I guess their mom was, someone was teaching in a kindergarten class, and one of the kids' names was Syphilis.
No, come on.
That
guys.
One's the one to beat, I think.
Syphilis. That is a hard one to beat. Both the disease and the name.
Do you guys watch Songland at all?
No.
First off,
I do not know any of those.
It's a good show. It's like songwriters and they're pitching songs. But I've noticed that so many people on that show, it's like I think people, I don't know what's happening now, but there's this wave of people that are just dropping vowels from their names. It's like a lot of people just go by like LND or LNR or something. And they I feel like every week there's like they shorten without like the vowels. Like there's a guy like it'll be like RAZR or something or like. They just take the vowels out. But I feel like every week I'm like, what is this a thing? Like you move to Nashville and they're like, got to get rid of some of those vowels or something. But if you watch the show, there's always somebody that's got missing vowels from their fucking name.
And I feel like what I'm saying is
I want answers.
And you become an 06 phone, RAZRENZ. Right?
I feel like they just watch too much Bar Rescue. Cause that's just how John Taffer names all his restaurants to make him sound cool and edgy.
Oh, without a vowel.
Yes.
It'll be like levels, but it's LVLS. And you're like, okay.
Square, SQR.
Literally.
And then every restaurant in that shuts down. Every bar shuts down 5 months later.
Literally.
Do they really?
Because he's literally like, just make steak tartare bites and call it a day at a place that used to just sold like molded fried food. And they're like, what?
And yeah, these places are like hundreds of thousands in the hole. I did go to one though in New Orleans, and it was still there. I mean, this was like 2016, 15. Shouts out to Spirits on Bourbon.
Ooh. Was it good?
Okay.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, it was like, I mean, the food was not like amazing, but they had these cool like drinks that you could take to go, and those were pretty good and strong. So it did the job.
Those are pretty good and strong. I want to go to, I heard New Orleans is just so much fun.
Yeah, I want to go.
Very hot, very fun.
Very hot, yeah. I heard like July, like mid-July, all that stuff. It's like just sticky heat. Like it's just, it's
when I went, it was a lot of swamps involved, yeah.
Yarks.
Too many swamps. Well, do you guys have any additional thoughts on Young Living, Gary Young? D. Gary Young.
I guess my only takeaway is make sure you see when you go to a doctor, ask if you're sketched out, ask for their diploma.
That's a good point. But you shouldn't have to like sit there Googling, like, is this a real university?
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to see things. Yeah. Things like this scare me a bit, that you're just like, there's people that are out there trusting these doctors. And it's just, I want everybody to be okay. And I don't want anybody to be a fake doctor.
Yes. Hear, hear. I agree.
Don't be a fake doctor.
don't do
We're
it.
We're thinking
please.
About it.
Just don't. Become a YouTuber and like, tell us like your like healthy snack recipes. It evens out.
There
yeah.
You go.
It's like, if you're like, hey, I should be a fake doctor, just join TikTok instead, you know?
Into that.
That's just find other things to do with your time.
Yeah, just don't be a fake doctor. Also, my one thing was like, how is that only a misdemeanor? Like, okay, good to know. I might adjust my career plan accordingly.
I know. This is like a very low key doctor death. It's like a very, it's Ooh. Like a lower level doctor death.
True.
A little bit. Like when I was reading it, I was like, oh, this is a little bit, you know, creepy that he was able to, because he kept moving around, but he just only moved around in Texas, which feels like they should have. The Dr. Death one really upsets me.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
Doozy. That's a total doozy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, like trying to pretend to treat people with cancer is not any less nice, you know?
Yeah.
Not any, yeah.
Yeah, just smell essential oils because you think they smell nice. If they relax you, great.
Yeah.
Don't treat cancer with them, please.
Yeah, just call it what it is. It's just a room smeller.
<It's> Glade.
Me, like, trying to cure cancer with Febreze.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very like, my like, big fat Greek wedding.
You're right.
We can inject the, inject what disinfectant into our veins. It's not. We can't heal ourselves with this stuff, guys.
We cannot.
Make your room smell good.
Yes. And on that note, thank you for listening. Please follow us on Instagram, NATCpod. If you liked this episode, please rate, review, subscribe. If you didn't, oh, that's weird. Our subscription and review is broken.
What?
Weird. It only nice. Works if you want to give us 5 stars. And join the Facebook group, Not Another True Crime Group. We have a lot of fun discussions in there, some good threads. I think right now we have some people who are posting screenshots of like weird DMs from Instagram sugar daddies. So that's a fun DM.
Yeah. So fun. So fun. Yeah. We're all posting our, hey babe, want to sell ceramics and like that, whatever weird shit messages we're getting. We still love, if you've just found us or if you're catching up, we still love hearing the super secret serial killer traits from those and those around you, especially since I'm sure that they've gotten very weird in quarantine. I know I realized for me, a weird thing that I've taken on is I think I told you guys, I'm wearing a lot of necklaces in my house. Just, you know,
just for fun.
Yeah. It's like that thing. Like I'm putting on necklaces when I get ready. Like, I don't know why.
You know, choose happiness.
choose jewelry. Yes. But so, you know, I know you guys are doing shit. Keep sharing it with us.
Keep sharing it. I really want to sing Forever Young for our outro because it really has been stuck in my head. Should we do it?
Sure.
Yes.
Count of three.
One, two, three.
Forever young. I want to be forever young.
Do you really want to live forever? Forever. Don't make that face, Coscarelli. Forever. Forever.
Betches.